Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. I have been, since the early morning hours, scouring news stories, as we usually do, to sort of set the stage for the discussion here on the program. And we have three newsmakers that will be joining us on the program today. The governor of the great state of North Dakota, Jack Dalrymple, will be here. The Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner from Dickinson, will be here. And the mayor of Watford City, Brent Sanford. All three will bring some extraordinary news about the place we find ourselves in North Dakota. The governor, of course, giving his budget address yesterday. Much of what Senator Rich Wardner had proposed for infrastructure funding and for a formula change to meet the needs of the oil-impacted communities is in that budget. Of course, Brent Sanford is, the head of the city of Watford City that is an amazing story when you look at the amount of growth that they've weathered and how they're doing it and, the little city that just continues to do it. And I contrast all that. I mean, we're battling over, should tax relief be $400 million or $500 million? Should the reserve funds be $3.5 billion when we get done? When we get done after the next 2-year biennium, right? I mean, that's the discussions that we're having here. How can we get more people? How can we build more affordable homes? How can we, find more of everything to keep up with what's happening in North Dakota? And contrast that with the rest of the United States, and it's impossible in my view. I'm unable to fairly look at that and say, wow. You compare the North Dakota story to the rest of the USA, pick your story, whether it be, unemployment, whether it be economic decline, look at Detroit, just in total disrepair, at one time, one of the great economic engines of America, just, shuttered, right? Or look at New York City and the riots, what happened down in Kansas City, the racial unrest. There's just a lot of ick everywhere. Am I crazy? Am I Pollyanna? Am I just really seeing the glass way too half full? Or do you compare it that way? What's your headline? I mean, my headline is we are enormously blessed here. It's just absolutely phenomenal. And it's easy sort of to get caught up in the little petty things where you want this to be a little different or that to be a little different. Or, what kind of good... But I don't know why. I just, maybe it's just being on the road, right? Out lots of time behind the windshield and traveling out here to beautiful Watford City yesterday, being here today. Heading to Mohall, by the way, tomorrow. Looking forward to being up there at a great Ag Expo in Mohall. So lots of windshield time this week. I'm just struck by that. And as I pour through the headlines, comparing headlines here with headlines elsewhere, I just find ourselves in a great position. But I wonder, do you feel that way? We don't have a lot of time today to get your opinions in here and find out what's on your mind. But I'd like to start there, if you don't mind. And just get your take on what is your headline for North Dakota, specifically as the place we find ourselves now compared to the rest of the country. Do you ever just step back and assess that? Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com if you'd like to email your comment. Also have a similar question up on Facebook. You can address that as well. Any reaction to what the governor has proposed in the way of a budget, pretty well received by Republicans and Democrats. A lot of folks yesterday, as it pertains to Western North Dakota infrastructure needs, again, right now a big economic engine for North Dakota, pouring lots of bucks in there. And a lot of folks say, wow, we're starting in a very good spot, very good place. Obviously, a lot of work to do, over 80 days of legislating, a lot of sausage making to follow, but a lot of optimism about what was heard. And as I say, debating, okay, how much should tax relief should be? How much should the ending fund reserves be? How much should we spend on this? How much should we spend on that? Wow! That does not happen everywhere else. Look at the federal government. Look at the mess that they're dealing with and the trillions in debt. How do you not compare those two and say it's just amazing? And do you ever just sort of get, forget that? Sort of, I don't know, get busy and, deal with it and not take a look at the big picture. I'm looking at the big picture today, and I'm wondering if you are as well. 800-228-0550, 701 258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd Mitchell.
Yes.
I haven't heard your voice yet today. So you can be the first to answer my question. You're a busy guy. You go 24/7, go. And, you know, newly married and the things going on in your life. But do you ever step back and think, wow, to be here versus, you know, Kansas City, to be here versus New York, to be here versus Detroit or Chicago?
All the time.
Do you? Good.
I'm very thankful. And all I needed to see, in fact, was my old stopping grounds on Lake Street in Minneapolis with the post-Ferguson riots going on, to realize, oh, I'm so glad I'm not there anymore.
Yeah, Minneapolis is almost becoming a lost cause. I'm a Minnesota boy, too. Grew up in Montevideo, Minnesota. And I especially, you know, I always say from about, you know, Alexandria east, it just gets more and more. And my apologies to everybody in Sauk Center, because you got to draw the line somewhere, right? Maybe St. Cloud east. But, there's a good chunk of western Minnesota that mirrors a lot of the values of North Dakota. But Minnesota more and more and more is becoming a really dark place.
I mean, I grew up on Lake Street. In fact, my mom and dad's office is like one or two blocks from where the first person was run over there. It just scares me to watch that.
No kidding. Well, you know, we enjoy the dialogue on this program and the conversation. We obviously tackle issues that come up. And as I say, you know, this isn't to say everything's perfect here, everything's wonderful here. There are not issues you have to deal with. But if you step back and look at the big picture, and I think the best way to do that is just to compare ourselves to other places. And one of those to me is Detroit. I mean, just look at Detroit and what it once was, what it represented, right? Henry Ford and all of that American ingenuity and manufacturing, and it's a disaster now, an absolute disaster. And here I sit in Watford City, North Dakota, that is what Detroit once was, in a way, and in the early days, in the epicenter, you know, because within 80 miles of where I'm at, right here at the Teddy's Residential Suites. Actually, in the South Park Lounge in Teddy's Residential Suites, which, by the way, one of my favorite stops here in Watford City, for, among many reasons, the ribs they have on Thursday night. Rib night Thursday night is just spectacular, so make sure you mark that on your calendar. But, you know, here's a couple of hotels from prime example. Brett and Tricia Erdman have built these hotels, and just recently built one in Newtown as well, Belfield next, and building more and more of these hotels, but previously worked for, you know, a company in hospitality in Minnesota, but yet North Dakota roots came back, and, you know, prime example. And that story's being repeated over and over and over again. I mean, we're affecting generations of change with what's going on here when much of the rest of the country is in decline. Do you see that? Do you feel that? What is your headline there? Or is that happy talk? You know, I welcome somebody that has a different view, but thinks that this isn't something to celebrate. You tell me at 800-228-0550. Then we'll chat with Governor Dalrymple. He'll be actually at the top of next hour. Senator Rich Fortner at the bottom of this hour. And also Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford coming up. Mike in Hatton, North Dakota. A lot of common sense in good old Hatton. What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to call in and tell you all about one small example of benefits of living in North Dakota. I got two boys at the wonderful University of Mary in Bismarck. My oldest son's a senior this year. He's looking at grad school. And he went out to Minneapolis to preview a school, and I was just thinking the difference between Minneapolis and Bismarck and the University of Mary's atmosphere and what it's like out in Minneapolis. And I was just hoping that he'd be able to stay in North Dakota for grad school and continue on with his education here. It's like night and day, just that far across the border.
Amen.
Are you having any influence?
I really love it here. I'm sorry?
Why do you love it here?
Oh, you know, I just think the people and the atmosphere, it's small town, even Fargo and Bismarck, it's a small town atmosphere. People are friendly. You can drive around the streets without feeling threatened. You get in Minneapolis, everybody's a stranger. Traffic's crazy. People are in a hurry to get nowhere. It's just a zoo. It drives me crazy.
And, you know, your sons, you talk of your sons and hoping that their education choices include North Dakota so they can stay close to home. I'll bet the job opportunities, once he's done with grad school, you know, compare his opportunities in Minnesota with North Dakota, a good chance you're going to have him here, right?
Oh, that's what he plans to do. He hopes to do that. He hopes to stay in North Dakota.
Fantastic. So your headline is, we're blessed.
We are, absolutely. I've been stationed all over the country. I was a 20-year veteran of the military, and I've been in big cities and all over East Coast, West Coast, and I've never found a better place. I've lived in North Dakota now for 20 years, and I love it here, and I'm not moving.
Mike, appreciate the call, and thanks for your service to the country. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550. Give us a call, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Write your headline. And for me, again, impossible to compare the North Dakota story to the rest of the United States and not see us in a much better place, just like Mike described it, you know, through the eyes of a dad. And two sons. Hey, go to school here. Get a job here. That's possible in a big, big way. In fact, the possibilities really are limitless. And what about Mike's kids' kids? And their kids. 800-228-0550. It's a What's on Your Mind Thursday with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinn, and more coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. And
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at nessaconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nessaconsulting.com. That's nessaconsulting.com. NESAconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3135. That's AncientDefense.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Mind on this Thursday. We're live in Watford City, North Dakota. Bottom of the hour, Rick Wardner, the majority leader in the North Dakota reaction to Governor Dalrymple's budget. He'll lay out more of the story you heard a little bit of on the program yesterday. Obviously, seen a lot of reporting on it as the legislative session organizing week wrapped up yesterday. And then also Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford for his reaction coming up as well. I'm struck by it, though. I mean, it tells a pretty good story of exactly what I'm talking about in this prosperity that's happening in North Dakota, where this budget is about spending more, about, you know, more tax relief, about more investment. Okay, should the ending fund balance be all of the funds, the reserve funds in total, after all that increased spending, after all the tax relief, still end up at like $3.5 billion. So the rainy day fund is still there. The spending is there. The tax relief is there. It's just like, you've got to be kidding me. That's pretty amazing, which is part of the reason I'm just, you know, again, comparing that to what's happening elsewhere and saying, let's step back a minute here and say, do we really understand how different things are here than they are elsewhere? I mean, does that soak in day to day, or you just kind of get caught up in it and you don't really realize it? You know, people are working hard here. This is not an easy place to earn a living. It's busy. There's a lot going on. There's a lot happening, and you know, we got to balance that. Right, make sure we're remembering what's most important in the middle of that. But boy, the opportunities that are being presented, pretty extraordinary. It really is. So give me your headline on it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to email your comments or questions in. Jim in Tioga, great city. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good morning.
How are you, Jim?
I'm doing good. You know, in the name of spending and the holiday spirit, there's a certain segment of our society that are not directly benefiting, you know, from our great windfall. And I realize there's some political issues involved here and maybe some protocols broken, but I'd like to see the state of North Dakota fill every food pantry to the brim, and every established major charity in the state, once they reach their goal, the state of North Dakota match it. And that's all I have. Thank you.
You know, I'd ask if the food pantries are having trouble filling the shelves. I don't think they are. I don't think that somebody that needs help is not getting help in North Dakota. Are you aware of stories where, you know, people are falling through the cracks?
No, actually I'm not, and that's very good to hear. I'm very pleased to hear that.
You know, obviously in every society, no matter what, you're going to have folks that need help, right?
Yes.
But I would compare the amount of people in that category, and I always separate this because there are people that, you know, have, whether it's mental health issues or other things that sometimes are beyond their control that causes them, you know, a battered spouse is an example that needs shelter or whatever, that just, you know, are very heart-wrenching situations where you just want to get them help. And then there are folks that just, you know, don't want help, right? And don't take it. And then there are folks that just, you know, are unfortunately enabled by a system and take advantage of those things rather than go out and build it for themselves, which is not in existence. But I would like a fair comparison of how we, as you talk about the segment of society not benefiting, how we take care of those folks here versus everywhere else. And my experience is we do it pretty darn good.
Well, that's good. It's great to hear. It's a great day in North Dakota. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Keene, North Dakota. John's on the line. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hi. The last caller, he was talking about charities, and you mentioned you're not sure that there's no one getting help here, that no one's going without. And one thing, being a veteran, I want to mention is that veterans are actually having a hard time up here in North Dakota. Not necessarily being fed, but, you know, in getting veteran-related help.
What kind of veteran-related help are you talking about?
Well, for example, in Williston, I've been to the clinic in Williston, and it's a tiny clinic, very understaffed, and some veterans have very specific needs, and they just don't have the equipment or the people or the facilities to accommodate them.
Yeah.
And Williston, you know, Williston's got a lot of people in it. And, you know, if they need anything, they have to go all the way to Fargo. And I don't know about some of these other guys, but for me, in order to get some time off away from my job is, you know, it's pulling teeth, pulling fingernails.
You know, John McCain, I heard the other day talk about a big push that he's planning in the next Congress now that the Republicans control the Senate to give a care card to veterans. And a care card would say, here you go. You get the care you need wherever you want to get it. And to you know, to open that up. I love that idea. In the meantime, while we have a VA system, I think, you know, we've talked about that, at least comparing some of the problems that have happened in veteran care in other places in the country. To hear, and by all accounts, it's better here, but I also hear a lot of folks saying, you know, the access is still a difficult thing, and Williston to Fargo, prime example. And so certainly more can be done in that regard. And, you know, that's why I'm bringing this up, because I think there's obviously a lot better here than most places, but is it perfect? No, this would be a prime example. A veteran in Williston out there making a living, a veteran unemployment rate's a lot higher than the national average, which is sad in and of itself. We can take care of that in North Dakota because we could use every veteran and put them to work, and there's a great work ethic already. But we also got to make sure that they have the access to the care that they've earned. So it's a good point, John. John, are you there?
John's
gone. Yeah. Anything else you want to say, John?
That's pretty much it. You hit it on the head. I mean, the place isn't perfect, but it's a lot better than a lot of other places. I mean, I came here from really far away, and I'm originally from Kentucky, too. And out of all the places I've been, you know, the VA system, you know, as we all know, has been lacking in some respects. But, you know, I definitely enjoyed the care that I've had up here better than I have at other VA systems, because in other systems, you're almost just a number. At the VAs that I go here, you know, they know my name.
It's good to hear, John. Appreciate the call, and again, thanks for your service. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Another John waiting to weigh in here on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. John,
your call is
Grand Forks. What's on your mind? John in Grand Forks, you're on the floor. You have the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's something that goes, yeah, but, you know, we are blessed, but, boy, over the past few months, when you talk about all the money we have, it reminds me of got an awful lot of drunken sailors out there. You know, I mean, we got to be a little careful too. And they're talking about like the legacy. That bothers me, trying to figure out what to spend it on. My theory is some of the money should be taken and used to leverage what we have and bring in more industry, or even, you know, let's have three legs, you know, oil, agriculture, and something else, you know. So we build ourselves up for the future when maybe things aren't like they are now.
Can always do it better. Can always do it better. No question about that. Appreciate the call very much, John. Thanks a ton. This is What's on Your Mind. It's 9:28. We'll continue with more after this time out. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the miracle chair. Many of them have purchased the miracle chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the miracle chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these miracle chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What's on your mind? You know, some of the listeners saying that caller was dead on. I said we've become the new Silicon Valley with the internet, and we don't have to worry about distance. Third industry of North Dakota could be technological. So many things. This plastics plant, I think, is a prime example of more manufacturing as another leg to the stool. Again, those are the kind of conversations to me that are fun. Appreciate the call very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You keep writing that headline. We're going to talk a little bit about the big news of the week. Governor Jack Dalrymple's address to the joint session of the North Dakota legislature, laying out his vision, his blueprint for the next 2 years in the biennium, and it'll be just that, a blueprint for the legislative session to work through. The Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, Republican from Dickinson, joins us now for his reaction. Senator, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I thought we had a good budget delivery yesterday, and I think it's going in the right direction. It's definitely a common sense approach, especially when you have oil prices. We're not sure where they're going to be in about 6 months. So I think it's a very good budget.
A lot of things to ask you about, but I want to start with some of the things that you've been in the middle of proposing. Related to needs in the oil-impacted communities, specific to some early session funding for one-time infrastructure projects out of the infrastructure fund. What's that fund called again? The SIF fund?
Yeah, the SIF fund. It's the Strategic Infrastructure and Investment Fund. That's what it means, and we just nicknamed it the SIF.
And let's start there. Looks like the governor agreed, right?
He did. He called his program Jumpstart. The one that we have from the Western Caucus is called Surge. The dollar amounts are pretty much the same, little bit different approach, and we'll have to take a look at that. The governor has some good ideas. We have some good ideas, and we'll kind of put them together and come up with a very good bill. And I would just like to point out that one of the differences is the governor's put money, most of his money, into the bigger communities, Watford City, Minot, Dickinson, and Williston. And we say, yes, we need to do that, but there's also those medium-sized communities like the Tiogas, the Crosbys, the Stanleys, the Kildeers, for example, and Watford City would still get money in our plan, probably not as much as he had proposed in his Jumpstart program.
When you say probably not as much, in other words, the governor's proposing different numbers. What's the formula you used? What's the formula he's using?
Well, in the surge, it's not really a formula. I'll tell you what, both of us went out and talked to people out in the patch. That's the formula we use. Hitting the streets, talking to mayors, councilmen, county commissioners, and just people in general to figure out where the money is needed. And talking, for example, to the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute is another entity that puts input into where the money should go. Also, where is the development? Where is the activity? And, of course, those are all factors in doing our particular program, and I know the governor was talking to people out here, too.
Senator Rich Wardner is with us, the majority leader, and, back up a minute. The governor proposes a budget, right? How much of that is the blueprint for the legislature? Obviously, a different branch of government, but, he is... laying out a blueprint. When we get to the end of the session, how close to what the legislature has in the way of a plan versus what the governor has a plan, do you think we'll see?
Well, I think it's going to be pretty close. And I'm going to tell you, even if the governor was making decisions over the next 4 months, he would adjust his because of the price of oil. We're not sure. Let me give you an example. The governor talked about we're going to invest in our priorities. I agree with that. We're going to have some tax relief. I agree with that. We just don't know at this time how much tax relief that we're going to be able to provide. But we're going to provide as much as we can. We still have to take care of our priorities. And I just want to point out that our priorities are a lot of one-time spending in infrastructure. So when people take a look at our budget and they say, oh, you're spending a lot of money, it's being spent on critical infrastructure in the state of North Dakota to take care of those needs. And to be honest with you, Scott, a lot of those infrastructures taken property tax issues off the table because the county or the city would have to go to the property tax owner to get them funded, and we're taken care of. And then the other thing is reserves. Thank goodness we have some reserves as we go into this transition time on the price of oil. So I'm very pleased with where we're at. And I heard you earlier on the show. You bet. Where else could we be in this position?
Yeah, no kidding. So on the reserves, is that not where you would provide the cushion for the uncertainty on the price of oil?
Absolutely. And, the SIF fund is one. We have the budget stabilization fund, if we had to. And then we have a constitutional fund that we can't tap. And I know everybody says, it's just you can wave a wand and you can do it. No, you can't. You got to take it to the people. And it happens to be an education fund. It was called the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. It was meant that if the state ever could come up short in funding, the schools would not, they would have money from this fund to keep them whole. It came from the late 80s and early 90s when the state came up short and schools had to cut. And we didn't want that to happen again. Well, all of a sudden, it's growing. It's going to have a lot of money in it. We're going to put that on the ballot and have it changed so that we can use some of that money for infrastructure to help build schools, to help with other things in education. So it takes a little time to change a constitutional fund, but that will be one of the priorities this biennium.
So let's talk about that for a minute. I know equality in education is a big deal, right, and has been the subject of battles East versus West and, funding equity, very, 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 very sensitive topic in education in North Dakota. Yet you have Well, we're in Watford City today, so let's use Watford City as an example. Look at the growth in their enrollment, and look what it costs to build a school. They have some needs that they would not in Hillsborough, as an example. Are you able to find a way to say, okay, it costs you more to build a school in Watford City, a Bakken premium, so to speak? I mean, we chronicled that well when we compared the building of new high schools in Bismarck and Fargo to the high school they're building here, and it's about 30 to 35% more for the same identical thing, just because of where it's at. Can you find a way to ease that pain?
Well, we have criteria that we're working on. That you have to have a district that's growing. You got to have some other things in place, but it would be the same across the state. And we're working number one on low interest loans to construct schools. But also, we're working on some things for the patch. For example, the oil money that the schools get out in the oil counties, this would be the Western Caucus, we're looking at a bill that would say that if the money is for instruction, it can be discounted. And so for the listeners, oil taxes are in lieu of property, so we have to count them in the valuation, the wealth of that school district. And the way it is now, 75% is discounted, and so they only see 25%. And we're saying that if it's instruction, you can discount it. If it's construction, then we would maybe discount it at 25% or even zero. To help them get these schools. I mean, when you take a look at Williston and Watford City, they need a place to put these schools or these kids in these schools. And, for example, these portables just don't make it, Scott. They're not hooked up to restroom facilities, and there's all kinds of issues. I was in education. I know what it's like. And so we need to get permanent schools, buildings for these young people.
Governor Jack Dalrymple is going to join us at the top of the hour. We're talking about his budget blueprint, reaction from legislators as well. Senator Rich Wardner with us. Questions or comments for the senator, certainly welcome at 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Another big push for you has been a change in the formula. And some consternation that the governor is suggesting that happen, and that's, I guess, the good news, that the formula change is necessary. And again, the formula is how much of the dollars generated from the oil taxes that go to the oil-impacted communities. 60-40 has been the number you've talked about before. We've had you on the program to talk about it. The governor agrees, but sounds like thinks that will only be necessary for a short period of time. Talk about what he proposed there.
Well, the governor is proposing that you do the 40 for the state, 60 for the local political subs for one biennium. We think that it's going to be a longer period of time before they're caught up. And that's all right. We're pleased that he recognized that. But I want you to know, Scott, there are other legislators that feel the same way. We're going to have to make our case that it's probably a 2 or 3 biennium issue, and then in our bill, we're talking about a phase down too, but it would probably be after 3 bienniums. Then we would start phasing it down from, let's say, 60% to 50%, and then a couple of bienniums later would be back down to like 40. And we would be able to adjust and see what the needs are at that time. But we think that the major impacts are going to be there a little longer than one biennium.
So, ultimately, how's that decided? I mean, do you decide that now, or do you, you adjust the formula and worry about a next session, and what would you do?
Well, it'll be decided in the legislative process. We will be debating that, and we'll have people on both sides. It's not just the governor that feels the way he does. There are others that do, too. So we'll debate it, and then the legislative process will work. We'll come out with something, and it might be that it is only one biennium, that we're going to look at it again next biennium, that we're going to have to go biennium, biennium. I don't know. Or maybe we're going to lock it in for 2, and then we'll do a phase down. it will be debated. And that's the great thing about the North Dakota legislature.
All right, short break. Back with Senator Rich Warden on the other side. We'll talk about the timing of all this, because I know the jumpstart funds or the surge funds or the early infrastructure funding is one thing you wanted to get out right away to address some of these needs. We'll talk about that and also some other things in the governor's budget when we return.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Broadcasting from the epicenter of the boom, Watford City, North Dakota. Live and direct today from Teddy's residential suites. Great place to stay. Great place to eat, by the way, in the South Park Lounge in Watford City when you're here. Also want to thank our fine sponsors that include BNSF Railway. They never forget what's kept their rail cars rolling, the American farmer. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile following the harvest. That's why they're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a road. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped them grow from the very beginning. Also brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Remember that two-for-one deal is still on if you use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. And the toll-free telephone number to call, 800-506-9028. Tell them you want that 10-year warranty and a great night's sleep that Scott and Todd get, thanks to MyPillow. All right, MyPillow.com. 10 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation now with the Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner, a Republican from Dickinson, his reaction to Governor Dalrymple's budget address yesterday. And a snapshot of what the next 2 years will look like in the way of a budget picture for North Dakota. Any questions or comments about it, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Wanted to ask you about the timing, Rich, because early on when you announced what you called the surge funding, what the governor is calling jumpstart funding, the timing was very critical. You wanted an early session, you know, for the shovel-ready projects to get out there and get ahead of some of the projects, knowing that the construction season is short in North Dakota. Give me your assessment on where that debate is at.
Well, we still want that, and just so you know, we're planning the surge bill will start in the Senate, and I believe the jumpstart information will be there too. We're going to the second Friday when we come back. We have kind of tentatively planned to have that bill brought up and debated and presented in appropriations, and that would we start the 6th. It wouldn't be the first Friday, but the second Friday. I don't have a calendar in front of me, and I can't tell you exactly when it is, but it'd be the second Friday that we would get that thing going, and that gives everybody time to be ready after the session, so that we'd like to get it taken care of in the next week, move it out to the House.
Sherry and Bismarck, listening on 550K Fire, question for the majority leader. Go ahead, Jerry.
Good morning. This is Commissioner Jerry Woodcox from Burley County. And I have a question for the governor when he gets on. Burley County is not an oil-impacted county, but we don't have any oil wells, but we certainly get the impact. It might be a secondary impact, but it certainly is an impact. We have increased law enforcement, social services, roads are going bad, our employee wages have gone out of sight. But my question for the governor is, what can we expect from the new budget to help out the counties that are really impacted but not oil impacted? That's my question.
All right, we'll pass that along to the governor, calls, but we'll give Rich a chance to answer
because
you hear that often.
It's in the surge bill. It's in the surge bill. We put $160 million into the 43 counties that are not the Big Ten, and Burley County is one of them. And I got right here in front of me, if this passes, and it's on the Upper Great Plains study on unmet needs at 3%. Now, you might say, well, 3% isn't a lot, but, we're going to get $160 million out to the counties and townships across the state, and Burley County, if this passes, would see for the county about $6 million, and the townships would get another approximately $825 million. Now, that probably doesn't meet all your needs, but it's a start, and that's in the surge bill. That's in the surge bill. So I can give him, if it passes, I mean, don't go to the bank yet, because we still got to get this passed and debated and through two houses.
Jerry, okay, thanks for the call. We'll pass the same sentiment on to the governor for you when he joins us a little later on, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, glad got you that information. One other piece, I don't know if you'd consider it the next most significant piece, but the revolving loan fund that the governor talked about in setting aside $100 million at the Bank of North Dakota specifically for oil-impacted communities to be able to get low-interest loans. How significant is that?
Well, I think it's significant because, let's face it, I mean, the surge money and the formula money, everybody thinks that everybody's going to be just rolling in the dough out here. The needs are much greater than what they're going to get. That's the big message we need to get to our colleagues in the legislature and the people of North Dakota, that just because there's a lot of money in that surge for the western counties, it is not going to take care of all their needs. And so then they will be able to borrow low interest, and they have to pay it back. And as a lot of the colleagues, my colleagues say, well, they got to have some skin in the game. Well, they have some skin in the game, believe me. So I think it's huge. I think it's very important. And I appreciate the governor putting it in.
All right. Well, we have just a half a minute left. Your headline on the budget overall as a start, where do you think, just tell me where we go from here.
Where do we go from here? It's just like walking on, ice. You got to kind of be careful, and you got to react, and you got to go over here, but we're going to have to make decisions as we go along. Or we can put it like a running back, following his blockers. He's got to make decisions. We're going to have to make critical decisions over the next 4 months, and it's going to come out good. This is a great start.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Senator Rich Wardner, Majority Leader. Governor Jack Dalrymple, when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 7-
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.